Is a question being asked, or are there additional questions for this gentleman?
I think he made the point, or at least raised the question, that we do have another hearing. It'd be appropriate for the Attorney General's office to answer essentially the questions I was addressing to him.
You'll notice there's one page just after the cease and desist orders where you have a list. This is the history for the last 2.5 years of cease and desist orders that have been issued in normal course of business by Department of Occupational Licensing. This is their normal business, their responsibility to the state. I don't know of instances wherein there's been intercession on the part of the AG's office.
Are you aware of what, from your contacts with the divisions, did they request the participation of the Attorney General, or?
I don't know. Normally, the occupational licensing has an AG that works with them. What we have here is a very hot issue that anybody could see boiling up that week, that last Wednesday or Thursday, boiling up. And maybe everybody got cautious and decided that no one would rock the boat other than exercise their responsibilities. I don't know the motivation for that. I do know that the AG's office interceded and stopped the cease and desist order. In essence, the Department of Occupational Licensing out of business.
Additional questions? If not, thank you, sir. We will now hear the other gentleman, Mr. Larry Feeney.
Thank you.
For the record, sir, if you'll state your name and who you represent.
My name is Larry Feeney. I'm with the law firm of Clark Banfield Dugan Holmes. We have offices here in Juneau, and we also have an office in Anchorage. We represent the joint venture of Newberry doing business in specific constructors. And we're one of the three low bidders on this project. I might mention that those three low bidders are within $500,000 of one another on a $28 million bid. So we're very, very close. I know everyone's anxious to get on with things here. I'll keep my comments very short. The thing that concerns me is that we are in litigation right now. I attended the APA board meeting at which the authorization was made to award this bid. And the board members did not take any position whatsoever with respect to whether or not Irving North Face was in fact Alaska bidder. In fact, one or two of the board members very specifically, publicly, stated that they did not agree with the interpretation that you didn't need to have an Alaska business license in order to qualify for the Alaska bidder's preference. What they did say was that they didn't feel that they were the people who ought to be deciding those things, and so we should go ahead and just have an award and get on with things. I've also spoken with the Attorney General's office, and contrary to what has been said here today, I find that the Attorney General's office has never concluded either that you don't have to have an Alaska business license in order to enjoy the Alaska bidder's preference. If you listen closely to Mr. Copperwood today, as I did, I heard him tell you that what they concluded was you did not have to have an Alaska business license in order to submit a bid. True. That is not to say that you also can thereby take advantage of the Alaska bidder's preference. The statute there is very clear. You have to have that license, as Mr. Oscar said, and you have to submit your bid in the name that's shown on that license. And the Irving North Face bid was not submitted that way. My concern is that there is a lot of deferring. There is a lot of momentum. Decisions are simply being put off. The buck is being passed. Somebody at this point, on behalf of the Power Authority and on behalf of the Attorney General's office, does have to make a decision. They can't continue to pass the buck and say, let's let somebody else decide how the Alaska bidder's preference statute is supposed to work. the power authority and the state of Alaska have been sued. And within the next 2 weeks, in fact, in less time than that, they are going to have to take a very specific position with respect to how the Alaska bidders' preference statutes work. I know for an absolute fact in my own mind, and it's my understanding that, among other things, here in North Bay, we'll be arguing that, amongst other things, that the Alaska bidders' preference statute is unconstitutional. That the state cannot give a preference to its own people in the award of such contracts. I would very much hate to see the state of Alaska take a position on such an important issue to what I really see happening here as a process of an instance, with someone simply being afraid to take the bull by the horns and say, this is what we should do.
Good question. Representative Winfrey?
I could be here. From Buck Bass, and I guess I'm of the opinion that it's been too long in the state before there's been a picture of Harry Truman up on the other dock, and there is now. I was at the Alaska Power Authority meeting that you addressed. You wouldn't apply, and I think Mr. Copper, who was his name, very clearly advised the board to proceed. You aren't suggesting Alaska Power Authority shouldn't have followed the advice of the attorney.
What I'm suggesting, and I'm concerned by this, is if you recall, Mr. Copperwood read at some length an opinion that answered, I think there were 6 or 7 very specific questions that had been raised. One of those questions was not whether or not we had to have an Alaska business license in order to get the preference. So what was coming out, if you read that, were all very affirmative sounding things, which tended to show that perhaps Irby North Bay ought to be awarded the bid, and I will grant you that is true and it's done. But he never specifically addressed that question. In fact, I have spoken to, as I say, the others of the Attorney General's office, and since that time, expressing my concern, and they have told me that they have in fact never rendered it.
The attorney for the Board of Directors of the Alaska Power Authority did advise him to proceed.
As to those questions which were raised, and my problem is that they ignored the most important questions that the Board of Directors asked.
Additional questions?
Not at all. Let me get one thing clear. You say that. Number one, it appears that the Attorney General indicates that Irby North Bay would be entitled to less than bidder's preference. It appeared to be a low bidder because they would consider be allowed at 5%.
They apparently have been allowed at 5%, yes.
So that would make them a low bidder?
Yes.
Now you're saying that they're going to argue that that provision is unconstitutional?
Yes. I think I can explain that because it's unconstitutional knowing this.
And we start over?
Then they will do it again. As it is now, the three low bidders, according to the APA, all qualified for the preference. Irby North Bay as well. No one qualified for Irby North Bay as well.
I'm assuming at the time that we argue the constitutionality of that provision that. I think it's going to time might not be a deal for 2 or 3 more years. Additional comments or questions from the committee?
This is a point of first, and I want to have information. What was your engineer's answer out of the bid in terms of the issue of the
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Thank you, sir. Now, just one brief for the committee. What is the pleasure of the committee? Again, I think there are probably additional questions. Is it the desire of the committee to resume this hearing at a later date? You know, do I have an affirmative for that?
Yeah.
Representative Ballone?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think we should, I think we should,
would be the intent of the chair, putting the loan to check the APA's meeting for Monday to ascertain the availability of the pertinent person and to continue this hearing, a joint hearing with the tentative schedule to submit a joint hearing sometime Tuesday. I will so advise the rest of the members. As a perhaps a wrap up, I think the question posed had to do with the joint venture agreement, the electric administrator's license, and compliance with the pertinent section of the statute. We heard considerable testimony on those items. I believe that that question is still there, and I think it behooves this committee to pursue that while at the same time looking at the overall bidding practices of APA. I would hope by Tuesday we would have additional questions to do to zero in on those particular items and come to some resolution and recommendation. Question
Cookman?
I would think that is probably just to tip the iceberg as far as I think our concern, one of our primary concerns is to strengthen what steps we do have on the book now to not let this happen again, so we're very clear in doing what we legislative tenants as regards to license and hire. I think if we're going to have these programs on the team, they should get a clear message of what we're trying to do, and then if that's a particular time, then damn sure they follow the statute.
Commissioner, can I ask the court, my memo dealing with the review of the power authority for 30 day period is scheduled this morning, and even scheduled sometime during the meeting that the work session is just for that memo.
What I would suggest we do is, and went through, I've not had a chance to share that with the Senator and the Senate Labor and Commerce. I would like to continue this process as a joint effort. The Senate also has the same kinds of concerns. I've not had a chance to show that letter. We're supposed to be such a division committee.
Particularly given the reinforcement of the phone business, how you project the topic of welcome to the Senate.
I'm sorry, we're looking at the next. Are there any additional matters that come before the committee at this time? If not, we are adjourned.